You're listening to SBS News. It was a seemingly definitive answer by Bill Shorten that triggered an immediate attack by the Coalition. The opposition leader had said that Labor had no plans to increase taxes on superannuation, no plans to introduce any new taxes on superannuation, and he answered sure when asked to rule out new or increased taxes. Well, now Bill Shorten is clarifying his position.
I thought I was being asked about have we got any unannounced changes to superannuation, and we've already made the announcements of the changes we're going to make. But obviously we have changes which we outlined 3 years ago, and of course, so it should have picked the words better, no question. We have no proposals other than what we've already announced previously.
Labor wants to reduce superannuation tax concessions for workers earning more than $200,000 a year so they'd pay double the standard tax on contributions from 15 to 30%. It also wants to put an end to catch-up contributions and concessions given to small businesses. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says Bill Shorten's clarification shows Labor is either being dishonest or is clueless.
He's not going to put any additional taxes on superannuation starting now. So not including the $34 billion I've already decided to do. I mean, that is either one of the sneakiest and shiftiest things you've seen to pretend to people that you're not going to increase the taxes on superannuation when it is actually your policy that you're going to increase them by $34 billion. So they're either being dishonest or sneaky, or they're just clueless.
Labor and the Coalition have both argued about the merits of their respective income tax cut policies. Labor's Treasury spokesman, Chris Bowen, says for the Coalition to fulfil its income tax promises, it must make deep cuts to health and education to pay for them.
We know they've got form. They promised no cuts to health, education, the pension, the SBS or the ABC in 2013, and then they delivered all of the above. All of the above. Now, we'll deliver bigger tax cuts for Australians this year earning less than $48,000. We know that they can be afforded, but we're not going to sign up for these never tax cuts, which will be paid for by cuts. Liberals cut. They cut health, they cut education, and they've cut the pension when they've had the ability to do so. They should have the moral fortitude to fess up as to what the cuts are.
Bill Shorten says the Coalition's tax plan rewards the wealthy over those on more modest incomes.
If you're a millionaire, you'll get a tax cut under Mr. Morrison of $11,000. But if you're a person on $40,000, Mr. Morrison only wants to give you $11 a week. It just shows you his priorities and who he's backing in. And the only way he can pull off this stunt of giving millionaires $11,000 in tax refund and people on $40,000, $11 a week, is by taking the axe to health and education services.
But Scott Morrison says those on modest incomes will benefit from the Coalition's income tax cuts.
What we're saying is if you earn more than $45,000 a year, then you will pay 30 cents, not 32 and a half cents. The Labor Party's running around trying to say this is for people on high incomes. No, it's for people earning as little as $45,000 a year. And the first change also, when it comes to moving these thresholds, is to move it from $37,000 a year, which is 19 cents, and to move that threshold up to $45,000. Now, that's people on very modest incomes. See, we have a tax plan that not only deals with the here and now, more than $1,000 for those who are on low and middle incomes. That's happening straight away. But we have a plan to lower taxes not just today, but into the future as well.
The Treasury and Finance Departments have released the pre-election economic and fiscal outlook, largely sticking with their budget forecasts. The outlook reiterates the budget forecast of a surplus of $7.1 billion in 2019-20, but slightly revises the deficit for 2018-19 from $4.2 billion to $4.3 billion. Greg Dyatt, SBS News. If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.